The Dilf by Amy Andrews, narrated by Fred Bloggs and Mia Madison. Chapter 1. Stephanie. O.M.G. I look up from my lunch of PB&J to find one of the first-year nurses leaning in the door of the staff room, eyes agog. Serious DILF alert. It's Connie. She's a total Barbie doll. Young, blonde, pretty, pneumatic chest. But smart and funny, too. And young. God, so young. I feel 100 years old instead of 35 next to all her taut 20-ish skin and perkiness. But I can't even hate her. She's lovely and a great worker despite her inexperience. Sadly, she hasn't realized most men are bastards yet, so she's bound to get her heart broken 1,000 times. Who? One of the other impossibly young nurses sitting at the table leans forward. What's he look like? What's his name? I tune out. It's new doc day at St. Bart's General Hospital, with a bunch of interns starting. And very occasionally, there's a DILF, doctor I'd like to fuck, among them. If there is, the news spreads around the hospital faster than a superbug. Once upon a time, I'd have been on that like white on rice. But in my 30s, and one seriously fucked up relationship with a rat-fink doctor behind me, I'll leave the DILFs to the younger crowd. His name is Owen. Owen Chandler. I stop mid-chew and stare at Connie. Owen Chandler? My Owen Chandler? Was she for real? He's got that whole tall, dark, and handsome thing going on, Connie continued, but in that geeky way, you know, with glasses and this floppy hair that's kind of longer on top and a little bit curly, and just the right amount of stubble. There were collective sighs and nods from the 3 other women in the staff room. Did you say Owen Chandler? Yep. Connie nodded at me, then narrowed her eyes as she assessed my expression. You've already met him, haven't you? You've already gazed upon the glory. She scurried into the room and sat beside me. Spill the beans. I had met Owen Chandler a lot of years ago. 10, actually. He and Freddy, that's my kid brother, had been best friends.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?